Well, hey, everybody. It's Pastor Brian here. It's Tuesday, September 22nd, almost October. Can you believe it? And it's just time for your weekly update. I hope that you're listening to this outside. I hope that you've got AirPods in or something, and you're just outside enjoying the weather, getting out while the getting's good. I love this weather. I've been saying that for weeks. You guys are probably getting tired of me saying it, but you know, I've been working outside every day, trying to spend time outside with the kids and the dog, and Denise comes outside, and we just try to spend some time outside. I've been working every day to finish my pigeon loft. I keep pigeons for dog training. I have a bird dog, and I've got a new bird dog this year. Unfortunately, we lost our dog back in at the end of May. He got hit by a car out here in front of the house, and so we got a new bird dog. And if you're going to train a bird dog, you need birds. And pigeons are how we do that. So I'm building a pigeon loft and finishing that up. And if you have pigeons, by the way, if you're listening to this and you have pigeons on your property, like maybe you live on a farm and there's a barn and you've got pigeons and they're making a mess, let me know. I would love to come catch your pigeons and put them in my pigeon loft to train my dog with. So you can let me know about that. Hey, things have really been picking up here at Burntwoods Church over the last couple of weeks. It's been just tremendous for me and encouraging for me in so many ways to see our attendance go back up. We're getting close to pre-COVID attendance. I mean, we're not quite there yet, but we're getting really close to that. Worship attendance has been great, and it's been unbelievable to see so many visitors over the past month or so. I mean, just gosh, we've had a lot of visitors, and it's just wonderful. So worship has been good. Being together as a church has been good. It almost feels normal. You know, we're getting ready to resume children's ministry and youth ministry in October, and Wednesday evening dinners in October, and Bible study and all that good stuff. So it really does almost feel normal. But of course, it finally happened. Our first confirmed case of COVID-19. Now, listen, I don't mean to make light of it, but we knew it was going to happen. We knew it was going to happen at some point. It's just, you know, I'm surprised it's taken this long. And I say it's our first confirmed case because honestly, I've heard from several people who said, look, I was sick back in March, or I was sick back in May, and you just never went and got tested. Maybe it's already been here. Maybe people have already had it in our congregation. But we did get our first confirmed case of COVID-19. And, today I was going to finish our little short series I've been doing on the podcast about wolves in sheep's clothing. And we're going to be talking about the signs and wonders movement and things like that, and talking about some different things that concern me about that. But, you know, we're not going to do that now. Instead, I thought it'd be good for me just to kind of deal with this issue of COVID emerging in our church. And, I'm not going to say here on the podcast because I just don't want to violate anybody's privacy. Those of you who are in the church family, you're on the email list. You know who has COVID. You know that the person in our church who has COVID is fine, really symptom-free except for loss of taste. And so we don't have anybody that's like really sick from COVID right now. We just have somebody who did test positive. And the question for us is, what do we do now? You know, what is the right thing for us to do now? Do we shut down for a couple weeks? Do we put new restrictions in place, all those things? And the answer to that is no, we're not doing those things. And I just want to be clear about that. First of all, I do want to say that the sanctuary and the doors leading in and out of the sanctuary and in and out of the church have all been sanctuaried. They've all been sanitized. So somebody came in today and sanitized Lysol and bleach and all that stuff, and just sanitized all the chairs in the sanctuary, all the doors and door handles and all that stuff. So we're trying to just be careful, give you some peace of mind. I don't even know how long COVID lives on surfaces. I don't think it lives very long. So, but I could be wrong. I have no idea, to be honest with you. But we did sanitize things. So that's first off. I just want you to know that. Secondly, what I'll say is we just need to be diligent about the protocol that we have in place already. So we're not going to change anything, but I do kind of think that this is a reminder of the importance right now of continuing to observe the protocol that we've put in place. And essentially, ours is very simple right now. Essentially, we want you to wear a mask when you're coming into the building, moving around the building, or leaving the building. We want you to have a mask on. If you want to take your mask off, there's a section of seats in our sanctuary, the seating that's towards the front, sort of that main block of seating. Once you reach your seat and the service is getting ready to begin, you can take your mask off during the service. We are okay with that. And we have provided a section of seating that's gotten pretty large, actually, in the back of the sanctuary, from the bulkhead sort of back all the way to the back end. And in those sections, we're asking people, and we have signs and things like that in the sanctuary, we're asking you, if you sit in that section, to keep your mask on at all times so that those who want to wear masks and be around others who are wearing masks, you can sit behind the people who have taken their masks off. So that's basically, it's pretty simple on that. And we don't want you to hug folks. We don't want you to shake hands. We want to be diligent about trying to practice social distancing, doing the right thing. I know that some of us are just ready to be past this. Believe me, I'm ready to be past all of this and just sort of go back to normal. But I'm trying to make sure that we do the right thing. So we want to observe our social distancing guidelines, no hugs, no handshakes. And I'm going to just tell you, I'm guilty. I'm so guilty because over the past couple of weeks, I've just been letting my guard down. I've just let it down more and more. I've been trying to wear my mask when I'm supposed to, but I've just been letting my guard down. And I think we're all sort of getting to, or most of us are getting to that place. And here at church, instead of saying, well, now we're going to do things differently now that we have a confirmed case, I just want to say, we don't have to do anything different. Let's just do the right thing with the guidelines that we already have in place. Make sure you're washing your hands, using hand sanitizer, all that stuff as we're here worshiping together. So I do want to touch on something important, I think, as we continue to move into the fall season and as we continue to open up the church and get back to normal, you know, reopening our children's ministry and our youth ministry. And Wednesday nights is a big one. Wednesday is a big one for me. I don't know how many of you are going to come to Wednesdays. It'll be interesting to see. You know, it used to be pre-COVID. I always said that's where the real life of the church takes place. And there would be between 40 and 50 of us every week that would get together and have dinner together, study the Bible together. And I'm hoping that we'll have a group come out, hoping that we can trust we can have dinner together in a way that's clean and manageable. But that's coming. And then we're going to pick up our Bible study. We've been studying through the whole Bible from the book of Genesis and creation. We're working our way all the way to the end of the Bible, the book of Revelation. And we're a little over halfway there. We'll be picking up with the life of Jesus when we resume in October. But anyway, I just want to touch on something as we move forward into all of these things. I want to be clear that, you know, we just can't totally eliminate the risk. I mean, we just can't. If you're concerned about COVID-19 and possibly getting COVID, if you're concerned about the spread of COVID, you know, the truth is that in an environment like this, in a church, where we're all gathering together corporately to worship, to study the Bible, when we're in classrooms together for groups, when we're eating dinner together, things like that. Look, we just can't totally eliminate the risk. There's just no way that we can do that. So what I would say is I just want to kind of remind you that if you choose to attend or volunteer, so if you're choosing to come here on Sunday morning, or if you volunteer for children's ministry or to help on Wednesday nights, you know, whatever, you just have to, if you're going to do that, then you need to be willing to accept some risk. And the same goes for the parents who are going to send their children to children's church or to youth group. You're accepting the risk that there's a possibility. Just like if you, I mean, look, let me be straight about this. I mean, if you go to the mall, if you go to the grocery store, if you go to Outback Steakhouse or wherever you're going to eat dinner, you know, whatever places are open. Denise and I like to go to Red Robin because it's cheap and they have a good burger there. But if you go to Red Robin, you know, wherever you go, there's some risk involved still. And church is no different. And so, you know, when I send my kids, when I send Owen to Children's Church on October the 4th, you know, I do so knowing that there's a risk that maybe somebody there has something that he could pick up. I'm willing to accept that risk. You know, I send, when Emma and Alex, I can't believe my youngest daughter's in youth group this year. That's just crazy to me. But when she goes to, or when they go to youth group, when it resumes in October, I just know that as a parent, I'm accepting that risk, and the children are willing to accept that risk. And, you know, we just have to keep that in mind, that we can't eliminate the risk totally. We can try to mitigate it, but we can't eliminate it totally. And I don't want us to get caught in this, you know, I don't even know what the right way to say this is. I just don't want us to get caught up in trying so hard to eliminate the risk, which we can't do anyway, that we lose our ability to do any type of effective ministry. You know, when we first started to open back up after COVID, there was all these meetings that I was a part of as a pastor. So I would get in these pastor's meetings with these guys, and we would be talking about how we're opening back up. And then I would read, you know, articles and different things, different instructions for church or guidance for churches about opening up. And, you know, in these meetings and in these articles and in these different things that I was reading, these different resources for churches, you know, you're hearing all this stuff like, we're going to shorten our service to a 30 or 40 minute service. We're not going to do music. We're not going to sing. We're not going to make bathrooms available. We're going to ask people not to use the restrooms. We're going to take temperatures on the way in. We're going to, just all this stuff, you know, just like, there were so many different things going on. Like, you know, people are going to have to sit in staggered rows and register ahead of time to come in, make it, you know, so they could do good contact tracing, all those things. I know all the intentions were good. You know, people were trying to do the right thing, but at the same time, we're trying so hard to eliminate the risk that I'm like thinking, you know, what's the point then? You know, what if we can't come together and worship and focus on worshiping Jesus, then why are we coming together? You know, why are we even doing this? So we can get to a point where we're trying so hard to eliminate the risk that we're not even able to do effective ministry. And I don't want us to do that. I don't want us to get in that cycle. We can't eliminate 100% of the risk. We're going to have to accept some of the risk. And I just want us to keep moving forward. Let's move forward. Let's be a church that's moving forward. I just don't want us to sit still. And I certainly don't want us to move backwards. So we're going to keep moving forward here at Burntwoods Church. We're going to keep doing the things and taking steps to be able to do things that have made us who we are and allowed us to be effective in our community and ministering to the people in our community. And, you know, I want to continue to reach our community. I want to reach the world with the gospel and with the news of the hope of Jesus Christ and be able to teach people about that hope and bring that hope to people and help us all, each one of us, follow Jesus every day, helping every person follow Jesus every day. That's really our mission here at Burntwoods Church. So let's keep moving forward. Let's work towards resuming 100% operations. And just remember, there's some risk involved, but there's risk involved in everything that you do in life. And, you know, I appreciate for those of you who really do have significant risks and reasons for not being here in person. I want to say I continue to support you. I love you. I miss you. I miss so many of you. But for those of you who are back, you know, there's some risk, but we're going to accept it. We're going to get on with life and keep moving forward. So, hey, I'm going to end it there this week. It's a short podcast this week, but we are going to resume next week. I really want you to tune in next week. I really want you to make sure not to miss next week's podcast, because I'm going to be talking about the Signs and Wonders movement in our country, which involves churches that you certainly will recognize. I am going to name some names next week and talk about specific churches and ministries and even pastors who are involved in this thing, because I believe that some of these people are leading you astray. If you've been consuming their music and their teaching, I want to warn you about some things that are really dangerous in some of these popular ministries. As your pastor, as your shepherd, I want to protect you from these things and help you to be able to discern and see what's going on. So tune in next week for that as we talk about the Signs and Wonders movement. And then the week following that, I've got a great podcast for you guys where I'm going to talk to you about, you know, after spending a few weeks talking about what not to do or who not to listen to or what movements to avoid, I'm going to spend a week talking about some people that I would love to see you listen to or read or engage with. Like, who would I suggest that you engage with as far as pastors you can listen to and feel safe with, and books and people that you can read and be edified and those things. So next week, we're going to talk about the Signs and Wonders movement. The week after that, I'm going to talk about good shepherds, people who are good shepherds and can be good shepherds and influences in your life. And both of those are going to be really important. So I'm going to end it there. I hope that you're, like I said, listening outside with AirPods in your ears and you're doing some work outside, enjoying the weather. I know today when I get home after online school has completed, I'm going to go home here in just a few minutes and help Owen get through his last leg of online school today so that Denise doesn't have to throw him out the window or throw the computer out the window one. But I'm going to go home and help her out today a little bit. And then we're going outside and we're going to enjoy ourselves and enjoy the weather. I might even build a fire in the fire pit tonight and hang out with the kids and roast some marshmallows or something. So who knows? I'm just enjoying this time of year. I hope you are as well. Hey, I love all of you at Burntwoods Church. I love our church family. I'm so excited to see so many new faces, and I hope that I'll see all of you again on Sunday at 10:45 as we continue studying through 1 Peter. So have a great week. Honor God in everything that you do, wherever you go, whatever you do. Let your light shine so people can see your good works, and they will give glory to our Father in heaven. God bless you. Have a wonderful day. I'll see you soon.